Psalm 105. Give thanks to Jehovah. Call on His name. Make His deeds known among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Ponder over all His wonderful works. Boast about His holy name. Let the hearts of those seeking Jehovah rejoice. Search for Jehovah and His strength. Seek His face constantly. Remember the wonderful works He has performed, His miracles, and the judgments He has pronounced. You offspring of Abraham, His servant, you sons of Jacob, His chosen ones. He is Jehovah our God. His judgments are throughout the earth. He remembers His covenant forever, the promise He made to 1,000 generations, the covenant He made with Abraham, and the oath He swore to Isaac, which He established as a decree to Jacob and as a lasting covenant to Israel, saying, I will give you the land of Canaan as your allotted inheritance. This was when they were few in number, yes, very few, and they were foreigners in the land. They walked about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He did not allow any man to oppress them, but on their account He reproved kings, saying, Do not touch my anointed ones, and to my prophets do nothing bad. He called down a famine on the land. He cut off their supply of bread. He sent ahead of them a man who was sold to be a slave, Joseph. With fetters they bound his feet. His neck was put in irons until the time that his word proved true. The saying of Jehovah is what refined him. The king sent to release him. The ruler of the peoples set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all his property, to have authority over his princes as he pleased, and to teach his elders wisdom. Then Israel came into Egypt, and Jacob lived as a foreigner in the land of Ham. God made his people very fruitful. He made them mightier than their adversaries, whose hearts he let change to hate his people, to plot against his servants. He sent his servant Moses and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them, his miracles in the land of Ham. He sent darkness, and the land became dark. They did not rebel against his words. He changed their waters into blood and killed their fish. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in the royal chambers. He ordered the gadflies to invade, and gnats in all their territories. He turned their rain to hail and sent lightning on their land. He struck their vines and their fig trees and shattered the trees of their territory. He said that the locusts should invade, young locusts without number. They devoured all the vegetation in the land, and they devoured the produce of the ground. Then he struck down every firstborn in their land, the beginning of their procreative power. He brought his people out with silver and gold, and no one among his tribes stumbled. Egypt rejoiced when they left, for the dread of Israel had fallen on them. He spread a cloud to screen them off, and fire to give light by night. They asked, and he brought quail. He kept satisfying them with bread from heaven. He opened a rock, and waters flowed out. These flowed through the desert like a river. For he remembered the holy promise he had made to Abraham his servant. So he brought out his people with exultation, his chosen ones with a joyful cry. He gave them the lands of nations. They inherited what other peoples had worked hard to produce so that they would keep his decrees and observe his laws. Praise Jah!